Hank and Roswell Store and Mill. Actually, it's they called it the grist mills, and they would grind up chicken feed, horse feed, cow feed, grind your flour and your meal. That would stay pretty busy. And Saturdays it was quite busy because people would bring all of the foodstuffs and things in like that to be ground, or they drop it off during the week and pick it up on Saturday. Mm-hmm. And Saturday was a weekend that people would come and meet up in Roswell, do a lot of trading, mm-hmm. picking up what groceries they wanted for the week, things like that. One of the other things that, you know, they bought at stores was cheese a lot. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So.
How do you think Atlanta and Atlanta's growth has impacted Roswell as an area over the years?
Well, what happened in Atlanta was there was a period of time that they went through. The black in the Atlanta area was wanting to take over and run Atlanta, and that made a lot of people move out of Atlanta northward, which made north of the river areas in all areas, a lot of people moved out because they didn't like it. Mm-hmm. And they didn't like what they were doing, didn't like, you know, what it was all just concentrated for them, and they was taken from the whites and, you know, using it for the blacks' purposes, and they weren't getting back what, you know, their share of what the taxes and things were supposed to be for. So they moved out. And that impacted on the growth north of the river. Mm-hmm. So it did impact on it in that way. So, but Atlanta still has a lot of white people there, mm-hmm. in businesses and everything. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That stayed in business. And it became, you know, more business, more hotels, and it became more of a, I guess you'd call it a center of trade, and, you know, all kinds of different things, you know, from, well, a community type thing geared towards business coming in there for conventions and things like that. It became a hub also for traveling from all different areas of the country. Come to Atlanta and then go on to other areas.
Yeah, with the airport and everything.
Yeah.
Do you think people that live up North River, up here in Roswell, consider themselves nowadays people from Roswell or people from Atlanta, or what do you think they call themselves? What do you hear people call themselves?
As far as being separate from Atlanta, well, they claim they're from Roswell, you know, in the North Fulton County area. Roswell and Alpharetta, both, you know. But they both claim to be from Roswell or Alpharetta, and Roswell and Alpharetta both are growing by annexation as well. And now there's talk going around about forming a old Milton County used to be in existence, but now they're trying to say, well, we need another city called Milton County, you know, just like Sandy Springs, you know, got to be incorporated on their own. And then that, plus there's another area, I forget the name of it now, over in the county, that they're trying to do the same thing. And I think that's, a lot of that is over the division of county tax situation. And they want to make sure that they get their pro rata share of, you know, all taxes being collected back in the area of the neighborhood that they live in. So, you know, it's movement that way, you know.
What are the biggest changes you think you've seen between Roswell back when you were younger and Roswell today? What are the big changes that have happened, do you think?
you go back to the dry counties where they didn't sell any alcohol or anything like that. You've seen one of the big changes was allowing that, you know. And that